143. Looking for a roommate.
Dude, what's up with all the spending lately? You seem to be really living it up. I thought you were living on a limited budget,
Daniel asked as he locked up his gym locker and put his locker key in his pocket.
It's true that I live from hand to mouth, but just because I bought a new car, a new golf club set, and a new 32-inch TV doesn't mean that I'm living beyond my means.
I put it all on the credit card, dude replied with a smile as he picked up his own gym bag and started to walk out with Daniel.
Oh no, man, that's awful. If you think that's good, then you're living a lie.
Don't you know that those cards have huge interest rates? And that if you pay the things you buy off little by little, you're going to be making payments forever? Daniel said emphatically.
It's not that bad. And I know that they link the low payments together with higher interest rates. But I'm going to remodel my living quarters next week and split the living room in two. Then I can rent out a room to another student and pass that income directly on to pay the credit card off.
Aha, I see. I was listening for some intelligent reason in your answer. So in a way, you're living by your own wits, finding new ways to make money creatively, Daniel said, relaxing a bit.
Yep. And I'm also just tired of living by myself. A roommate will help around the house, watch movies with me, or just live together.
Little things please little minds, Daniel said. Well, I hope that your new roommate lives up to your expectations.
Me too.